AM 1420, WASR Wolfboro, W246DI Wolfboro at 97.1 FM. Local, community, radio.
And now, live from WASR Socially Distanced Studios, the best sports show on this station at this time. It's Mike and the Haas on WASR, powered by the Yum Yum Shop in downtown Wolfboro, Kingswood Sports, New Hampshire Sports, and National Sports. So here they are, Mike Denae and Charlie Hasek.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mike and the Haas on WASR Radio, powered by the Yum Yum Shop. I'm Charlie Hasek, and alongside station manager Eric Scott, we are...
Hi-ho.
Hey, Eric. We are Mike and the Haas, or today, or at least for the beginning, we are Eric and the Haas. Mike is a little bit busy. He'll be shortening the show a little bit later, which is exciting. Eric, I'm gonna pretend that I'm actually Mike, and my headphones sound terrible, so I don't know if you can... you just fixed it for me.
That.
Thanks, buddy. So, Eric, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Waiting for the rain. Doesn't bother me. You don't have to shovel it.
Yes.
You know, and we really do need it.
I agree. So. And it's interesting because I looked, we talked on the show, we always talk about the weather when we talk about drought and things like that. And we are in central New Hampshire, the Lakes region, and we are still technically in a drought. I was looking at the map of New Hampshire, and southern New Hampshire is safe, drought-free, but we are still in a drought in central, and it gets kind of worse the farther north that you go. So, which is too bad. I have to say, I agree with you. I don't mind the rain, but I finally hit the point where it's summertime and I need it to stop raining. I really want to just kind of enjoy outdoor activities. For example, this afternoon, we were supposed to have a playoff game, senior Babe Ruth game that we had to cancel. Seabrook was coming up to Kingswood to play a playoff game. And the weather in the next hour, hour and a half just looks terrible. 100% chance of rain, some thunder and lightning. And so we canceled the game to save Seabrook a trip up. But that just continues to push our games back and back and back. And we're trying to get these games in to wrap up the season before these kids start their fall sports.
I've noticed that my motorcycle time is sharply reduced because of the rain.
Now, that's something, Eric, I never knew about
never
you.
Knew.
So you
I
ride.
Own a motorcycle. Yes, I do.
No kidding. What do you ride?
I don't own a Harley. I have a little 250 because, as you know, I'm short.
Yeah.
I'm only 5'7".
Okay.
And I have to flat foot it. And I can't do that with a big bike.
Sure.
So I just have a little 250 cruiser.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, would you, weather permitting, is that something you would take from your home here to the station?
Probably not, because I don't think I'd feel my butt by the time I got here.
A little too much vibration.
A little too much, yeah.
Okay.
Because it's quite a drive to work. And it might be a little much.
That's good. So you like the kind of you wear a helmet or you go?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, well, in New Hampshire, there's no helmet law.
No, but I do anyway.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of common sense.
I don't disagree with you.
I mean, this is the land of the free, so if you don't want to wear one, that's fine. But
I hear you.
I choose to.
And New Hampshire, of course, is live free or die.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that's cool. I didn't realize you rode a bike. I, to be honest with you, I'm a little petrified, and I don't think I'm one of those guys that'll ever ride a motorcycle. Back in the day, I used to ride around on a bicycle, and I have had dreams of maybe someday getting a Vespa and kind of cruising around town because I think that would be cool. But I don't know about a motorcycle. I feel like not so much. I'm concerned about myself. I just feel like someone would hit me.
Yeah, the thing you have to do is always assume the other guy is going to do the wrong thing.
Right.
And it's helped. I've never had an accident.
Oh, that's good to know.
At least on a motorcycle.
That's great. And having that wind in your face and that's it. And you have hair. I don't have hair. And having your hair blow in must be wonderful.
Drives my wife crazy, too.
Yeah.
You're going to kill yourself on that thing
one
day.
Does she ride with you?
No. She has a bad back and can't ride.
Okay. Well.
She used to ride.
I hear you. Well, that's good. Hey, we've got a really good show today. Mike is going to join us maybe at some point, and if he doesn't, we're still going to have a great show. He is doing what he loves. He is golfing, and I'm hoping when he gets here, we'll hear all about it. I think he's playing at one of those fancy golf courses.
Ooh.
I'm sure he's having a good time. But we're going to be talking at around 4:15, 4:20. We're going to be talking with Josh Spalding over in Tokyo.
Yeah,
Josh is over.
Amazing, isn't it?
It is over at the Olympics, and we use, thanks to technology, we use Skype, and we bring him in.
Yeah,
and he's still probably trying to wake up right now and get ready to start his day because it's Friday in Japan. But I'm excited to hear what he's been up to, and I've been following obviously some of his social media stuff and finding out what it's like going to the events and all sorts of cool things Olympic related. We're also going to obviously try to talk about a little bit about the Red Sox. We're going to hopefully maybe hit on some Patriots training camp, Today, believe it or not, is the NBA draft. That's tonight. We would love to preview some of that. And, of course, we have trivia sponsored by the Full Belly Deli. So there's trivia. Right. And we also have some Cool Facts, which is looking for a sponsor.
Yes, it is.
So if somebody's interested in sponsoring Cool Facts, then we'll be able to cover that. So we've got a pretty busy show today. And I don't want to assume you don't have an opening take, but I'm just going to assume you don't have an opening take.
Well, actually, I do.
You do? Okay. Hey, before we do the opening take, can I let me open the show?
Absolutely.
I'll officially open the show, and then we're going to go with Eric with the opening take. So Mike and the Haas, powered by the Yum Yum Shop, located in the heart of downtown Wolfboro, can be found on WASR 97.1 FM and 1420 AM, and all over the world on WASR.net. The Yum Yum Shop has over 100 varieties of fresh baked goods, including 6 different types of bread and a full-service ice cream bar, and of course, their most famous item, the gingerbread cookie. Make sure to visit the Yum Yum Shop and the next time you're in Wolfboro or online at yumyumshop.com. And while you're there, enter the discount code MikeAndTheHoss or WASR and you'll receive $5 off a gingy box. You also can see us on Facebook Live. We're on Facebook Live every Monday and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. You can join the conversation by calling area code 603-569-LAKE or 603-569-5253. And once again, you're listening to Mike and the Hoss on WASR. All right, Eric, it's all you. You got a little opening take? I'd love to hear it.
I do, actually, and it has to do with Simone Biles and gymnastics.
Okay.
I've always been a gymnastics fan. Mm-hmm. Actually, my wife and I, our two favorite sports are figure skating and gymnastics.
Awesome. I could see how they kind of go together.
In a way, it's almost like
a little package.
It's both men and women. We just, you know, we really enjoy the sport.
Great athletes.
Yeah, they are. And I wanted to kind of give an attagirl to Simone Biles.
Mm-hmm.
Here she is at the top of her game.
Yeah.
And having the guts to say, you know what? No. My health comes first.
Right.
And
we're not just talking about her health. It's not like she's got a bad ankle. We're talking about her
mental health. Absolutely.
Health,
but to me, a health problem is a health problem.
Sure.
Whether it's physical or mental, it really doesn't matter.
I agree.
It's just as debilitating.
Mm-hmm.
And if she doesn't think she can compete at the right level, then, you know, whether she'll regret this 10 years from now, I don't know. But I'm surprised at the lack of static she's getting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing from a lot of athletes, you know, in the press that, you know, they never had that kind of freedom
mm-hmm.
to do that. And I'm glad that this has come out, because if anybody can be a role model for this, it's Simone.
Right.
You know, let's face it.
I agree with you. Eric, she would be what you would consider the GOAT, the greatest of all time.
Exactly.
She is, right now, she's the face of the U.S. Olympic team. You know, we remember Michael Phelps winning with all of his swimming,
sure.
Usain Bolt and all that stuff. But it was really coming into this Olympics in Tokyo, and maybe we could talk to Josh about this. She is the face of the U.S. Olympics. So when you think of U.S. Olympics, you think Simone Biles. And we talked a little bit on the show that, she does some tricks and performances that are named after her, because she's the only person in the world has done them and can do them. And for those of you that aren't familiar with Simone Biles, she has removed herself, as Eric said, from Olympic competition. And she withdrew first from the team event. Now she's withdrawn from the individual event. She's taking care of her mental health. Do we have a phone call?
We do.
Awesome.
I think.
Let's try it.
It's Mike.
All right, let's do it.
Hey. Hi, Mike and the Haas.
Hey, you're on live, Mike and the Haas. Who's calling? It looks like we don't have anybody, Eric. Oh, well.
Not.
How disappointing. But as we were saying about Simone Biles, this is what Simone said. She said that she felt that the weight of the world was on her shoulders, and she didn't want to let her teammates, coaches, family, and country down. The other thing, Eric, I don't know if you saw this. I feel she's being unfairly attacked by some members of the media, even some other athletes. Some people are making comparisons to Simone Biles with, you know, comparing her to Tom Brady, who we know is the GOAT of football, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, and saying, you know, would Tom Brady ever quit? Would he give up on his team? Well, I just want to put this out there, and I think you're probably familiar with this, Eric, is that the other athletes that are mentioned, whether it's Tom Brady or Magic Johnson or Michael Jordan, they weren't sexually abused by the former team doctor Larry Nassar of the Olympics. They weren't thrown under the bus by the U.S. Olympic Committee like Simone Biles was. They weren't thrown under the bus by USA Gymnastics and basically saying, put on a good face, Simone, and get out there because you're the face of the Olympics. You're representing your country. Get out there and do what you do best. And all of this, I mean, when she was in the Olympics at first, she was 18, right? So now she's 24. So she's, you know, she was a young woman at 18 and won all these medals and then was kind of hiding what had happened. And all of that has surfaced and percolated. And Larry Nassar, of course, is in prison. But, you know, she had all of that baggage that she had to hold inside. And I can totally understand how her mental health has deteriorated over the years of having to represent that. And you're so right, Eric. The fact that she is able to come out and say, you know what? I can't compete. I need to take care of myself. I need to get right. I need to fix things. And it's not necessarily, you know, about me. Even though I can't do this, I can't represent the team, so therefore someone else is going to have to step up. So the girls on the Olympic team are taking care of that, and she's going to be able to take care of herself and continue to be a cheerleader for gymnastics.
And it'll be interesting because the Russian team, or the Russian Olympic Committee officially, is heavily favored now with Simone out.
Right.
To win the gold.
Right.
And, you know, hey, if they do, they do. They don't, they don't. It doesn't matter. It's going to be a great old-fashioned grudge match.
Absolutely.
For those of us who remember the Cold War.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Back, you know? Back in the days.
You know, yeah, like my daughter won't get it.
No,
you know,
right.
She'll be like, okay, well, it's the Russians and the Americans.
Yeah, but, and you're like, no big deal. But old guys like us understand the Cold War and you know, Ronald Reagan saying, you know, tear down this wall. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can't root for a Russian team.
You can't. And then, of course, you know, Mike's not here so that I can plug this, you know, Rocky IV, greatest Rocky of all time. East versus West. So
that break you.
Absolutely. So that kind of builds up the whole thing. And that's what you have now with the Olympics. But as far as you know, me being a sports talk guy, I fully 100% support Simone Biles. I hope she gets the help that she needs. I mean, I'm sure she's going to, and that she takes care of herself, because that is the number one priority, as you said, taking care of your health and, you know, not worrying about having to be the face of the Olympic team. She should take care of her health. The Olympic Committee should take care of her and give her all the support that she needs. And the stinking sportscasters out there that are, you know, giving her a hard time and saying she can't do this and that, they need to stop. Well, look what the cat brought in right here.
I wanted in on the Simone Biles
talk.
Look at
that. Oh, the cat brought in Mr. Dene. Hello, Mike.
Hey,
how are you?
You know what? I'm great. I'll get to the pleasantries of...
Just do it. Do your thing. Simone Biles.
I was listening on the radio, AM, mm-hmm. by the way. The FM was cutting in and out. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Get to your point. So, let's hear this.
How much time do I have to talk
about?
I got two minutes. Listen, I'm actually on your side on this Simone Biles. I fully support her. And one of the things that you didn't mention, you know, she's not ready to compete. She's also not ready to risk her life. Because when she does those tricks, if she screws up a trick...
Sure.
I mean, that's a neck break.
That's right.
And, you know, I don't know if you caught some of her quotes, but on the vault is when she decided to bag it, because, I mean, she's doing like a 2.5, 3.5. She ended up doing a 1.5.
That's right.
She wasn't all in on those tricks. And I could see, you know, you take a step back from that. That's a life-threatening, you know, trick that she's doing, that if she doesn't turn it, she doesn't pull it off, the neck is broken. And because she's completely changing the map of gymnastics, she's doing tricks that nobody else can do. And the reason why nobody else can do them is because nobody has taken those chances to do them.
Right.
Because she's risking her life, and she's just not ready. I'm glad you brought up the Larry Nassar stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's just baggage. And we know that abuse victims carry baggage the rest of their lives. And that's what Simone's doing. So I fully support her. And mental health is real. And,
sure,
you know,
is.
And it's... you know, something where she was a victim, and it's just, it's awesome to see the support that she has from a lot of people.
Right.
It's ridiculous to see the criticism that she's getting from some people.
Absolutely.
You know, one of your favorite channels that is just awful.
WEI.
Absolutely. No, sorry. Not that one.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
One of the
I know
TV
what you're talking about,
it's just absolutely awful, the stance that they're taking on this.
Sure.
And it's like... understand the times. You know, in 2021, mental health is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe back in 1980, mental health, you know, it wasn't acknowledged or it wasn't admitted. It matters now.
Right. Yeah, well, that was kind of that hidden illness back in 20, 30 years ago.
The question is, could somebody not of her stature have pulled this off?
Yeah, most likely not. I mean, it's because she is the face of the Olympics,
right,
as we had said before. I think it's important that can we call her a pioneer? You know, stepping up and saying,
sure,
hey, we need to take care of my mental health, and I got a lot of baggage here, and I need to step up. And because I'm doing this, I want everybody else to know it's okay if you're going through the same things. You need to step up and take care of yourself.
Isn't it more important that it is Simone Biles?
No, I think it isn't. I think
that's
extreme.
What I mean.
That's what
yeah.
we're saying. We're saying it's extremely important. She is a pioneer, because if it were Charlie Hossack, nobody would care. You know, except my immediate circle.
I would care, Charlie.
I appreciate that. But I'm just saying, everybody knows Simone Biles.
I agree.
So it's really important. Hey, when we come back, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Josh Spalding from Tokyo.
All right. Mike and the Hoss.
Insurance. If you're in the market for your health, life, or long-term care insurance, start with Paul Duran at Duran Independent Insurance. Paul and his team can answer any of your insurance questions with an independent voice. They can help you shop for the best rates available in New Hampshire, and are your trusted time saver. So for any of your life, health, or long-term care insurance, start with Duran Independent Insurance. You can reach them at 603-569-6464 or duranindependentinsurance.com. Duran is independent and works for you.
Hey, this is Mike and Charlie from Mike and the Hoss. If you're looking for a great night out, try the Full Belly Bar and Grill at Kingswood Country Club. The Bar and Grill is a delicious Friday night prime rib for $20, plus additional food and drink specials every night.
Hey, Mike, don't forget about the Full Belly Deli on Mill Street in downtown Wolfboro for some of the tastiest subs in town. You have to try the Full Belly Deli. Both restaurants offer delivery and takeout. You can reach the Full Belly Deli at 603-569-1955.
And you can reach the Bar and Grill at 603-569-9869. And check out the 2021 Summer Concert Series
Hello.
On the Full Belly Bar and Grill Facebook page.
Hello.
Going on a trip? Start your travels with less stress.
JCN Shuttle offers transportation to and from all local and regional airports, concert venues, sporting events, and will even take you to the casino.
Need to get your car to Florida? JCN Shuttle features long-haul vehicle transport to anywhere in the continental United States.
JCN Shuttle is locally owned and operated and fully insured.
They are currently offering a 10% discount off the purchase of any gift certificate.
Give JCN Shuttle a call at 603-515-1894 or visit jcnshuttle.com.
JCN Shuttle will take you anywhere at any time.
Let them do the driving so you don't have to. Welcome back to Mike and the Hoss and WASR, powered by the Yum Yum Shop. All right, I believe we have Josh Spalding with us. Josh, you with us?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Happy Friday morning, my friend.
Good morning.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Are you finally adjusting to the time? As far as
adjusting to the time. I just haven't gotten a hell of a lot of sleep. So that's just makes you tired after a while.
Josh, I consider that a little bit of an excuse because you don't sleep when you're here. I mean, you're usually walking the streets of Wolfboro at like 2 a.m. and then going baking. So
yeah, well yeah,
you're kind of like an Iron Man. You don't really need sleep.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh, real quick before we get to what you've been doing, these guys, especially these guys, because I rolled in late. We're talking about Simone Biles. What's the feeling over there in terms of her withdrawing, the mental illness, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Obviously, things like this are blown up in our media in the United States, obviously, because it's Simone Biles. I mean, I'm talking to the guy from Germany who was he's a press guy for the German gymnastics team, and he was on the bus the other day. We were just talking about it, and he said when she left the arena the other night, it kind of got quiet, and he said he was kind of like a thing. It was like, okay, they thought she was hurt, and when she decided not to come back, that was like. So this is major news in the United States. I said, this is not, I said, NBC, I mean, she's the face of their Olympics. You know, I mean,
yep.
A lot of my other people from other countries probably don't realize that, but I mean, she's the face of the Olympics. She, for NBC, and, you know, NBC is probably, you know, scared out of their mind when she all of a sudden is leaving the floor, and you don't know if she's coming back. And because, you know, this is their face, you know, and probably the number one face of Olympics overall over the last, you know, 5-10 years after Michael Phelps, obviously. So I mean, it's interesting. It's tough to know exactly what Japanese people think, but I mean, I don't know how they view that, but I mean, it certainly is a big thing. It's a huge story for the United States simply because she's Simone Biles, and she's the best at what she does.
The narrative here, Josh, is that she's getting unconditional support from the Olympic team. Do you see that over there?
Oh, I mean, if you just look online, you can look at every single person that from her team and from you know, the U.S. team and from the coaches and it's all take care of yourself. You know, that's what you need to do first, and I think that's probably the way it should be.
So, Josh, just a couple things. First off, I want to hear about the goings-on of Josh. Certainly, I see all your social media stuff, but our listeners may not know what you've been up to. But the one thing I just wanted to quickly talk about is we had talked briefly, I think, last time about how you got a chance to go to the Olympic gold softball game. And, you know, looking at the pictures, we know that the softball field is part of the baseball field. So, other than capacity, I mean, there clearly it must not be a Title IX in Japan, because that would never be allowed here in America. What's going on with that? It just seems like I'm a softball fan, obviously, and a baseball fan, but you think they could at least have their own stadium?
Well, the thing is, and I think that this obviously, you know, there's capacity issues. I mean, if you're going to have softball in the Olympics, you want to be able to have, you know, on a normal year, I guess you would want to have a lot of fans.
Right.
But that's only part of the issue. From what I understand, that this is a concession that softball made in order to be able to get back into the Olympics, because the International Olympic Committee isn't, you know, I mean, there was only 6 softball teams in the Olympics this year, because not a lot of countries field these teams. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously it's huge in the United States, big in Japan, but there's no place to, you know, they had the venue, and they said, "Well, we're going to use this for baseball. If we can use the same venue for softball, then we're fine. We don't need another venue," because they weren't going to, you know, from what I understand, softball wasn't going to come back at the Olympics. It was going to be, they would have brought something else back in, but the International Softball Union or whatever they are, I don't know the name off the top of my head,
right.
But you know, they made the concession to. Okay, we'll play. We want to be back in. We'll play on the field that we need to play on. And that's, from what I understand, that's kind of how it went down. And you know, it's disappointing because, you know, I mean, obviously, there's for the United States, it's a big sport. It's you know, one of our best sports. But you know, at the when you look at internationally, it's not as big. But there's also no, I mean, there's softball fields here, but there's no fields big enough that you can host, you know, an Olympic Games, and you have to build a new field. And the whole idea of the Olympics nowadays is that they don't want them building lots of big new venues, mm-hmm. because they don't want them to spend so much money on the Olympics. And obviously this has already become a very expensive Olympics. So,
all right, Josh, what have you gotten to since the last time we talked to you?
Jeez, I don't even remember. I don't even know.
How about some highlights?
You can give us some highlights. Have you done any gymnastics?
No, I have not. Okay. The problem with gymnastics is it's tough to get into, because all their finals, all their final events, I guess, are called high demand events. So you have to request special tickets for them from your national Olympic Committee. So I would have to request them from the United States Olympic Committee. If I want to go to gymnastics, same with figure skating in the Winter Olympics. I've never seen figure skating. I've been to 2 Olympics and never been to a figure skating event. But it's, you know, I mean, I technically could apply for them. But I'll try later this week, I guess. I'm going to try to see if I can get into one, just to say I went and saw it and to see it a little bit. But you know, those are tough to get.
into because of that. And you kind of want to make sure that the people that need to be there can be there. So, you know, those people that work for, you know, the places that A, have maybe covered these gymnasts from day one, or people who, you know, who are going to be putting together stories that are being read by millions instead of stories that are being read by a couple hundreds or thousands. So
tens of thousands.
You know, yeah, tens of thousands.
That's kind of fair, you know. I mean, I like I said, I'll try, but I don't know that I'm going to be able to get into it. And yeah. I have to do the same for a couple other events where I have some somewhat local connections going. So I have to plan out when I want to kind of use my requests, I guess.
Right. Now, I noticed you said you went to weightlifting because you thought that the venue is pretty amazing and you got to see some weightlifting. Is that true?
Well, I went to the one that I went to simply because I wanted to see the venue was judo, and they do that at the Nippon Budokan. I did go to weightlifting, and the venue was absolutely beautiful, but it was just impossible to navigate. Like I was with someone who spoke Japanese. He spoke both Japanese and English, and he was having a hard time navigating, talking to the volunteers in their native language. He was having a hard time navigating. We could not find our way in. It took us forever to get our way in. And then when I went to leave, he wasn't with me. It took me even longer to get out because I had no idea where the hell I was. I'm trying to follow the signs that say exit. And then you ask somebody, well, which way is that? I don't know, because it was such a mess of hallways and ramps, and it was jeez. Wow.
Now it looks like you made it through the cyclone because you're talking to us, which is good. What would you say some of the highlights for this week so far have been for you?
I think the biggest highlight right now is that I didn't get dropped off in the middle of nowhere by the bus last night because I was the guy who got the bus to the hotel because the driver had no idea where he was going.
Wow.
And I guess I've driven the route enough times that I can actually do it in the middle of the night now if I needed to. That's probably my biggest highlight. No, that's obviously being sarcastic, but even though it's true, it's not the highlight of my week. You know, I think my highlight in my week is probably seeing the girl from Dover, Jessica Prado, who won silver medal in the platform diving and synchronized platform diving. And I went into that not expecting to see her win a medal. I mean, I went to see it because I said, hey, she's fairly local. It's a somewhat local connection. Let me go and see it. And she went from her and her teammate. There's 18 diving, and they were seventh after the first dive. They were sixth after the second dive. After the third dive, they were fourth, and then they jumped second, and they stayed second after the last two dives. They had a massive final dive that allowed them to stay ahead of Mexico, and they won a silver medal. And it was just really kind of cool because it was not expected. It was not like I didn't go in there thinking, I figured there'd be a fifth place team, something like that. So it was kind of the first ever medal for the U.S. women in that discipline. So that's kind of cool.
That's awesome. What about did you see 3-on-3 basketball?
I did.
I don't think I'd like that. What are your thoughts?
You don't think you what?
I don't think I'm really a fan of 3-on-3 basketball. I mean, unless I'm going down to Foss Field to play.
I was going
to
say, I am
yeah.
at Foss.
I'm a fan, like, if I want to play with my buddies. But, like, watching it, I don't know. What was it like?
Yeah. And it was very much an urban atmosphere type thing. That's what they're going for. They're going for that. They're trying to draw in younger crowds and younger people and, you know, keep the interest in it. And, I mean, basketball still has fans. I mean, in the younger side, it's not like basketball. It's not like baseball where the fans are older. It's, you know, basketball it's still a younger person sport, but they're trying to just keep the interest in the sport moving along like that. And so it's very much it's kind of like the beach volleyball venue where there's, you know, the DJ, there's lots of hype up stuff, you know, things like that. And, you know, I mean, I it was kind of interesting. It was different for an Olympic sport. I never saw that, so I was kind of all right. It's something kind of cool, and I'll take a
I'm with Charlie on this. I'm with Charlie on this one, though. It seems like an X Games type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's not that traditional Olympic event. It's, you know, 3-on-3 is playground ball, and you already have 5-on-5.
Yeah.
You know, it's like having baseball say, okay, we're going to play, you know, 6-on-6 baseball or 2-inning baseball or something like that. It's just a contrived manipulation to create viewership.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, that's exactly what it is. I mean, it was added. It was this year is the first time it's been in the Olympics, and they wanted to see what. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, breakdancing is coming in Paris in 2024. So, I mean, I think I'd probably take 3-on-3 basketball versus breakdancing.
Okay, you need to stop. You need to stop right there because I'm a huge fan of breakdancing. I mean, and I'm going to show you when you get back in the States. I'm going to show you how I can break dance.
He's going to do it on Facebook Live in a second. Hey, Josh,
That's what I want to see.
when are you coming back?
Monday, August 9th. So the day after the opening ceremony. I mean, closing ceremonies.
Monday, August 9th. So maybe
obviously.
Maybe you could join us. You probably won't want to join us on Monday, but maybe that Thursday.
I won't be back by then.
Okay, because next week.
I won't get back in.
We're off next week, Josh.
Next week we're on vacation. So maybe on Thursday. Maybe on that Thursday you could actually maybe come in studio.
All right. If I'm allowed back in and everything goes as planned, then I guess I'm sure we can do that.
We're going to welcome you back, and we want Josh Swalding back.
All right.
So. Well, no, it's not about you welcoming. It's about the U.S. government allowing
I understand. Eric Scott will pull some strings for you.
Hey, Josh, be safe. Salmon Sports Guy, if you want to follow him on Twitter or Instagram, you can get all his Olympic updates and
read his blog.
And read his blog. Josh, be good.
Hey. See you guys later. Right. Have a good day.
Thanks, Josh. Take care.
All right, we'll be right back. Mike and the Haas. Yep.
Lucas Roasting Company, which is located on King Street in beautiful Back Bay, Wolfboro, they serve delicious coffee, tea, espresso, and lattes. And you know what, Mike? They were voted the best coffee in New Hampshire by WMUR. They even roast their own coffee inside their cafe. Lucas Roasting offers over 40 different single origins and blends of coffee to choose from. My favorite is the Italian roast. It's really dark and has great, great flavor. After 13 years in the coffee industry, Lucas Roasting Company can handle personal and large business orders. Stop by their cafe on King Street in Wolfboro or order online to have delicious coffee shipped right to your door. The cafe is open Wednesday and Thursday, 7 to 5, and Friday and Saturday, 7 to 3. Or go ahead and visit lucasroasting.com anytime.
And please make sure to tell them that Mike and the Haas sent you.
Everyone deserves a treat in life. The Yum Yum Shop in beautiful downtown Wolfboro is offering an amazing deal on their Gingy Boxes. Gingy Boxes are 24 delicious gingerbread cookies with 2 containers of frosting. Gingy Boxes can be shipped anywhere in the world. When you order online at yumyumshop.com, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Haas to receive $5 off your order.
So don't forget, to save $5 on a Gingy Box, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Haas at yumyumshop.com.
After the program today, I'm heading to Skelly's Market in Moultonboro, New Hampshire. They have all your grocery needs, plus more with great customer service. Pizza, subs, fried chicken, and a great selection of meats to put on your grill. On Saturday nights, there's always the much-loved pizza special, with 2 large topping pizzas for only $20. Skelly's also features Richardson's Ice Cream and the world-famous Bailey's Hot Fudge. Enjoy your visit to Skelly's Market at 374 Governor Wentworth Highway in Moultonboro, New Hampshire, and see why Skelly's is the convenience store with a little more.
Hey, Charlie, you know who else has some great ice cream?
Bailey's Bubble on Railroad Ave in downtown Wolfboro.
That's right. A Wolfboro institution. They're open from 11 to 9, 7 days a week.
Make sure you tell them Mike and the Haas sent you.
Welcome back to Mike and the Haas on WASR, powered by the Yum Yum Shop. I know, it's trivia time, brought to you by the Full Belly Deli. What are they going to get, Charlie?
They're going to win a $20 gift card from the Full Belly Deli. All they have to do is call in with the correct answer. They give us the answer on air, and then they will go off air with Eric Scott and give Eric your name. And you can head down to the Full Belly Deli right down in downtown Wolfboro and pick up your $20 gift card, which will get you 2 delicious subs or whatever you want. Also, their chicken soup is also wonderful.
Awesome. Well, you got it.
All right. So we're sticking this week. We're going to stick a little bit with baseball. So this question is, which former Red Sox player holds the major league record for outfield assists? He had 449. So which former Red Sox player holds the major league record for outfield assists? He also had this quote, which I thought was nice. I want to read it to you. If you put a baseball and other toys in front of a baby, he'll pick up a baseball in preference to the others. So this person, I will throw out one hint right now. It's nothing that's necessarily current. So he played for the Red Sox, but he also played for some other teams. But he has the major league record for outfield assists.
This, to me, seems like one of those records that won't be broken.
I agree, because actually, just so you know, the National League record holder is at 337 compared to 400.
Well, I mean, now 449. If an outfielder has 20 outfield assists in a year, that's incredible.
Oh, absolutely.
If they have 20. Yeah. Because coaches in baseballs are smarter now, and they say, oh, you know, JBJ's out there. We're not running on JBJ,
right?
For example.
Yep.
Hunter Renfro has like 15 so far this year.
Which is huge.
He hasn't gotten one in like a month.
Right.
You know why?
They're not going to run on him.
They're not going to run on him. You know, it's like a cornerback. We're talking about a shutdown cornerback. Why doesn't that guy have a lot of interceptions? Because they don't throw to him anymore.
Nobody's throwing to him. Yeah, and I think with this, this player may have been around when you had fields that were a little bit bigger.
Oh, so, that could be.
You know, you had
like some of the fields that our senior Babe Ruth has been playing on.
Yes, exactly. You have a little more real estate. So, once again, which former Red Sox player holds the major league record for outfield assists with 449? Give us a call at area code 603-569-5253 or 603-569-LAKE. And you're listening, of course, to Mike and the Hoss.
So I was playing golf. I'm playing in the men's invitational at.
Oh, I thought you were going to say members only, because I had one of those jackets back in the 80s.
And I am Paul Durand's guest, Durand Independent Insurance. Durand is independent, works for you.
Yes, he does.
But Paul couldn't make it today.
What?
This was a practice round today.
Okay.
And
Paul doesn't need the practice.
He doesn't. He's really good.
Yeah.
So I ended up bringing Will, my son Will.
Okay.
And we played with two great guys, Tony and Brian.
Yeah.
And when they found out about the radio show, they were just peppering me with trivia questions.
Gotcha.
And
it wasn't Tony Kendall.
No, it was not. Okay. Tony Kendall was playing behind us.
Oh, okay. Tony Kendall, also a great golfer.
Yes, he is. Yeah. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. Those guys were great. And it was nice being out there with my 16-year-old who was crushing it today.
Oh, I bet.
He was in heaven
today. I mean, don't make fun of me. Practice round for what? What are you practicing for?
The Men's Invitational.
Okay.
Which is a tournament at Lake Winnie where each member brings a guest.
So Will won't be playing in
that. No. Will is just.
No, but you're the guest. You're the guest of Paul.
I am the guest with Paul.
Awesome. So you guys, when is the tournament?
Starts tomorrow.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's tomorrow and Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, good luck. I hope you guys get the W.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And these guys, like I said, Tony and Brian were spectacular. You know, competitors today and good golfers, and we had a lot of fun today.
That's awesome.
So, again, once they found out, you know, I mean, you run into the same thing. People find out about talk show. What do they want to do?
Yeah, they want to talk.
They want to talk sports.
It's really fun. Let's talk sports, which is great. And let's see. So why don't we continue? Let's talk a little sports. Want to talk a little Red Sox?
Let's go Red Sox. All right. I mean, I know that because I ran late that
Did you see? So coming over the Twitter wire, it looks like, you know, you with the Red Sox. So first off, Red Sox first place. They currently have a 2.5 game lead. It's going to be down to 2 games because the Rays are pounding the Yankees, which makes me happy. But the Max Scherzer, you want to talk a little bit about that quickly?
So we can run through it. Max Scherzer was rumored to go be a possibility for the Red Sox.
Yep, and you saw probably coming over Twitter, it looks like he's going to be going to the Padres.
Okay.
So
The Padres are all in this year.
Oh, my gosh.
They are all
they
in.
They have to be.
I mean, they've never won a title. I don't believe they've ever won a title. And they are just – they're willing to spend some money because they got some. I mean, they've got some talent over there,
right?
And we know about Tatis and one of your favorite guys.
We don't like Machado.
We don't like him, but they're spending some money. So Max Scherzer, it doesn't surprise me that he's not coming because he did say he'd rather go out to the West Coast.
Yeah. What about Anthony Rizzo? Now you notice that Rizzo was not on the Cubs roster to play today, but of course, David Ross, the manager, is saying, you know, scheduled day off, that type of thing. You know, could Rizzo be, you know, we had talked about him, could he be the new first baseman? Would he come, you know, is he going to share time with Dahlbeck? You know, what do you think? I don't know.
It's a real possibility. They think that this is going to happen. A guy that's coming into bat, that's basically batting 240 with maybe 15 home runs or something like that, to replace a guy that's batting about 215, 220, who's on pace to hit like 15 home runs, 15, 16 home runs. I just don't know why it's worth it to give away somebody that's valuable in your farm system for this.
Right.
And I mentioned that this team is not built on talent.
Right.
This team is built on heart and attitude. And, I mean, we've seen it when Verdugo hit the walk-off the other night. Well,
yeah.
That wasn't a walk-off. It was an eighth-inning home run.
Sure.
The attitude where he was running around the bases and the camaraderie that they have going there, I just don't want to mess that up. What interested me about Dahlback, though, did you see the move to third base last night?
I did.
Devers, I don't know, he pulled a hammy or something like that. And Dahlback moved to third, which I didn't know he had that in him.
No.
I don't know
if he knew he had it in him.
Well, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So if they don't have to give up very much at all.
Yeah.
I mean, basically anything, then, you know, all right, you can add the bat and see what happens.
Right.
But
so
if you have
the,
to give,
so the deadline's tomorrow, and so far in Red Sox camp, it's been pretty quiet.
Yeah.
You know, and today it's been really quiet. You've seen other teams making, you know, some moves, but the Red Sox and Chaim Bloom haven't done anything yet.
And I think it's because they had Tanner Houck that came up who pitched lights. Well, he wasn't lights out. He went four innings, one run.
And they optioned him back to Worcester.
No, they did not, did they?
They did. He's back. He's back with the Woo Sox.
I did not know that.
He did. Yeah, that's what they sent him down. Yeah.
Based on what?
Are they making room in the? Are they making room for someone?
Maybe, but there's a bunch of other guys that. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. I didn't know that. I have not been on the phone besides dealing with rainouts tonight.
Sure.
Jared Duran.
Yeah, Jared Duran
is exciting to watch.
Fast.
Would you have traded for him?
Would I have traded to get him?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
I mean,
he's pretty exciting.
He is now, but he was an unknown 3 weeks ago.
Not really. Based on
what he was doing.
I'm just
saying
that he's like an ad, like you traded for, you know, an exciting, flashy outfielder.
It is exciting. I mean, and I think
so.
You,
I don't know I why you need to trade for somebody.
I think
you have him.
I think you said it best. You know, he reminded. What did you say? Reminded you like a Jacoby Ellsbury when he first came up.
Yeah.
And you know, I agree with that.
So they ended up scoring a triple with an error.
Yeah.
Last night, he plays with like. No fear.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like.
Full
speed all the time, and he was running around those bases, and it was weird. I mean, he must be an incredible athlete. He was turned around looking at the outfielder as he's running full speed around second base when, you know, we teach all the kids, oh, you pick up your third base coach, and not him.
Look at your coach.
No, he was turned around basically 360 or 180 degrees looking back at the outfielder running full speed.
Yeah.
And
he said, I'm going.
It was really fun. I thought it was in the park. I mean, I know that he dropped the ball. Springer dropped the ball out there or bobbled it, rather.
Right.
Which caused it. But
which is too bad because it would have been nice to score it as an inside the park.
It was exciting.
Yeah.
You know, they took 2 or 3 from the Blue Jays. I don't know. They're probably going to get rained out today.
Yeah.
Were they playing tonight?
I'm not sure. I can look.
But, you know, they're still doing what they've been doing for most of the year. The team doesn't want to lay down, and they don't. Every once in a while, their bats go quiet. But that doesn't last for more than a game or two. So
the Sox do. They play tonight at 7. Who knows? I mean, the rain may move through by then. You never know. It could be a delay and start at 9 o'clock.
I don't know. The Red Sox are exciting. I know we're gonna have let's take a break.
So
right
just
now.
So you know, before we take the break, though, just so you know, here's the update. Tanner Houck was sent to the Woo Sox down in Worcester, but he's gonna rejoin the rotation next weekend. So he's coming back up to the Sox.
It was more of a clerical type of thing.
Yeah.
They had to make room for this, that, and the other.
Exactly.
Probably at the trade deadline in case they have to pick up something. They're picking up somebody. So
absolutely.
So somebody's going to be going down permanently.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So it's interesting. All right, we'll be right back. Mike and the Hoss.
Independently owned and operated, Danny and Mike have been serving the Lakes region for over 20 years. Carroll County Oil offers prompt, courteous service with competitive rates. They offer automatic, will call, pre-buy, and budget programs designed to fit your needs. If your oil burner needs service, give Carroll County Oil a call, and they will contact a qualified technician 24 hours a day. At Carroll County Oil, you are a name, not a number. So, when your knees are knocking, fear no more, give Carroll County Oil a call, and they'll be at your door, 539-8332.
Hey, this is Mike and Charlie from Mike and the Hoss. If you're looking for a great night out, try the Full Belly Bar and Grill at Kingswood Country Club. The Bar and Grill has a delicious Friday night prime rib for $20, plus additional food and drink specials every night.
Hey Mike, don't forget about the Full Belly Deli on Mill Street in downtown Wolfboro for some of the tastiest subs in town. You have to try the Full Belly Deli. Both restaurants offer delivery and takeout. You can reach the Full Belly Deli at 603-569-1955.
And you can reach the Bar and Grill at 603-569-9869. And check out the 2021 Summer Concert Series on the Full Belly Bar and Grill Facebook page.
Hey, this is Mike from Mike and the Haas. If you're in the real estate market, start with Faye Moore at Berkshire Hathaway. Faye brings 30 years experience to real estate in the Lakes region. If you're planning on selling, call Faye, and she could set up a complimentary market analysis to value your home and discuss anything you can do to help your house sell quicker and for more money. If you're buying, start with Faye. No one knows the local market better than Faye, and she will find the perfect house for you. So whether buying or selling, start with Faye Moore at Berkshire Hathaway by calling 888-723-0306 or verani.com.
If you're involved in an automobile accident and need your vehicle repaired by experts, call Weston Auto Body in Wolfboro, New Hampshire. Weston Auto Body is a family-run business, and they are the oldest auto body shop continuously operating in the United States. Weston Auto will work with your insurance company and the paperwork associated with your claim. Hey, Mike, did you know that Weston Auto does more than just body work? They do alignments, oil changes, brakes, exhaust systems, shocks, struts, state inspections, batteries, tires, and many other services. Give them a call at 603-569-4400, and don't forget to tell them that Mike and the Haas sent you.
Welcome back to Mike and the Haas and WASR, powered by the MM Shop. All right, Charlie, hit us with the trivia one more time.
All right, trivia sponsored by the Full Belly Deli. Which former Red Sox player holds the Major League record for outfield assists with 449? Give us a call at 603-569-5253 or 569-LAKE. Former Red Sox player holds the Major League record for outfield assists.
You want to? I know we got the NBA draft to talk about.
How about let's do a little cool facts?
I was going to say, why don't you hit the cool facts first?
Cool facts, looking for a sponsor. And all these cool facts, I try to select cool facts that impress me, and then hopefully they might impress you, Mike.
Sometimes they do.
Yeah, and sometimes they impress Eric. But I thought these were interesting. So Nissan, you're familiar with the car company Nissan. So Nissan obviously has cars, sponsored car races, whether it's NASCAR, things like that. But Nissan only uses the number 23 on their vehicles, since in Japanese, the number 2 is pronounced as Ni and 3 as San. Together, this gives Nissan. So I found that interesting.
That's a cool fact.
Yeah, really cool fact there. How about this one? You probably knew this one. Shaquille O'Neal, also known as Shaq, only made 1 3-point shot his entire NBA career, which I find amazing.
I'm a fan of Shaq. I don't know how you feel about Shaq.
Love Shaq.
His whole demeanor, his persona, has been spot on from day one.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't hear anything really bad about Shaq.
No.
He's funny. He's personable. When he came to Boston for that short, coffee cup at the end of his the end of his career, it was too bad that didn't really work out because. Yeah.
Just having him around is awesome.
Oh, he was so good.
But I'm surprised he only made one, he may have made more shots, but he only hit 1 3-point shot. And it's funny because I was thinking about this. I was thinking of Brian Scalabrine, the White Mamba.
Yeah.
And, he hit lots of threes, which was interesting. How about this one? From 2015 to 2016, Englishman Ben Smith ran 401 marathons, so that's 26.2 miles, on 401 days to raise money for the victims of bullying. With his 401 challenge, he set a world record and covered a total of 10,506 miles. I couldn't do a marathon, period, let alone 401 and the pounding on your body.
If you asked me to drive 25.2 miles, 26.2 miles, 401 days straight, yeah. I probably wouldn't do it.
It'd be exhausting for you.
It would. That would be tiring.
Yeah. So. You'd have to stretch out before you do it.
I couldn't do it.
And then this one, we're both tennis fans, but the grass at Wimbledon was kept at 2 inches long, which to me seems a little high, until 1949, when an English tennis player was bitten by a snake, which I find funny. And now the optimum grass length at Wimbledon is 8 millimeters.
It's, you've played, with balls on grass.
Of course.
It's amazing that the ball bounces the way that it does.
Yeah, I do. But I was thinking, 2 inches is significantly longer, certainly, than 8 millimeters. And I just, when I think of Wimbledon, I kind of think of the length of grass on a golf green.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'd say that's longer than a golf green.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I see the NBA draft is coming up tonight.
That's tonight. Yeah.
Do you really care that much?
No, I really don't care that much. But it's important in the sense that, I mean, we're Celtics fans, but the Celtics don't have a first-round pick because their 16th pick went to OKC. But they do have the 45th overall pick. Couldn't tell you who they're going to be going after. But I just wanted to highlight the first five teams are Detroit, Houston, Cleveland, Toronto, and Orlando. I think there are a couple names there that we know. Detroit, probably the number one overall would be Cade Cunningham. He's a guard out of Oklahoma State. Number two, Jalen Green. He's a shooting guard. He's in the G League. Number three, Cleveland will probably pick up Evan Mobley. He's a forward slash center. He's 7 feet tall out of USC. I watched this guy play in college for Toronto. Jalen Suggs, he's a guard who went to Gonzaga. And then maybe the fifth pick might be Scotty Barnes. He's a forward out of Florida State. So, you know, they get the first five picks. I'll have no interest until round two. I'll probably watch a little bit just to see the first couple of picks. If the Red Sox are rained out, I will probably watch a little bit of the NBA draft. That is tonight, and we would have been remiss, Mike, if we didn't at least mention that the NBA draft was tonight.
I don't know. I don't think we had to say it. I have no interest in it.
I know we don't have notes.
I really want to get to the Patriots, though.
I was going to say, I don't know. I know we don't have notes necessarily on the Patriots about this.
Yeah, we do.
But did you? I know we have. But what I'm saying is, we don't have notes. What I'm going to say is Mac Jones. So I don't know if you've been over the Twitter world.
I have not been in Twitter
Mac
world.
Mac Jones, according to all those in the know,
blew out his knee.
Is amazing now. I mean, he went 4 for 4 and 7 on 7. But the thing they said the difference. Cam Newton went 3 for 4. So you're like, yeah. Well, what's the big difference, Charlie? Well, the big difference is the comment that they said is that Mac Jones. It's just automatic. Where Cam Newton is trying to think and process, and Mac Jones kind of just has it.
So the media down there is scoring the Mac versus Cam as a boxing fight. Each day is a round.
That's right.
And yesterday, Mac was 9 for 19. Cam was like 6 for 14, but he threw two picks.
Yeah.
And they still said it even though the stats weren't there, because I guess there was a bunch of drops on Mac Jones, they scored a 10-8 for Mac Jones. And this was when the stats weren't there.
Right.
The best description of Cam Newton that I heard was that he was okay.
Yeah.
He was okay. It looks like we're getting the same Cam Newton as last year.
Yeah, sure does.
The competition fully started yesterday. Right. Fully started, apparently Mac Jones is running away with it at this point.
Right.
Is that going to be enough to switch? I'm curious when I get home. I want to look at some stuff, because did he get reps with the starters? Right. That's what I want to know.
Yeah. I mean, if he's throwing against the kid that's not going to make the team.
Or is his offensive line just a hodgepodge? Because Cam had all the starters yesterday, right, working with the starting offensive line, working with everybody. Now, you know, if they give hand the keys over to Mac Jones early, what's that going to look like in the, you know, as far as the team goes? Although a lot of the team came out yesterday and says Mac Jones is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, I mean, he is just, he gets it.
Yep.
So if the team starts pulling away from Cam a little bit, then maybe it'll be okay. Mm-hmm. If Mac Jones outplays Cam Newton day in and day out and during the preseason games and so on, please do not start Cam Newton.
I agree with you.
Please don't start Cam.
And speaking of quarterbacks, you see the Sidham's out. He's gone. Well, yeah. not gone. He's out. He's got an injury, maybe a back injury, throwing injury, may need surgery.
Throwing injury, yep.
Yeah.
They signed another quarterback. That's how.
Yeah. So it looks like he's kind of done.
They need the quarterbacks because of the scout teams.
Yeah, of course.
And it was a couple of years ago that they were down on quarterbacks and they didn't have anybody to run the scout teams. Right. And it was Edelman that came out and would run the scout teams. So these extra quarterbacks matter. Mm-hmm. They matter for those secondary receivers that need to show what they can do also.
Right.
Or the second defense. And Hoyer was running the scout team yesterday. I don't think they want Hoyer running the scout team. I think they want Hoyer stuck to Mac Jones and saying, okay, this is how we do things.
Kind of tutor him, get him along.
N'Keal Harry made an impact yesterday. I don't know what he did today.
I haven't seen anything today.
You know, he's complaining that he'll have a better chance. We talked about he's requesting a trade.
Yeah.
That he'll have a better chance elsewhere. The New England receivers are still pretty atrocious. I don't know where he would get a better opportunity to break in than with this group.
No, you're right.
With this group, then you're not breaking in with guys that have three number ones.
Right.
This is the group that you'd think that he would be able to. But apparently he had a good day. But God, I remember us saying this last year too during camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, N'Keal Harry shines early. Remember Cam Newton had him under his shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I mean, from what we know about N'Keal Harry, he's kind of a bust.
Bill came out and said that every position is up in the air.
Yeah.
Including quarterback.
Every coach says that, though.
No, I mean, yes and no. I mean, I would say, was Tom Brady's position ever up in the air?
No.
Okay,
but we already, it's not like it's news, like, oh my gosh, Cam Newton may not start. We know that. We're rooting for Cam Newton not to start.
No, but I think that coaches don't say it when every position is not up in the air.
Yeah.
I think Belichick really believes that every position is up in the air. Maybe strong safety or deep safety or free safety. What does McCourty play? He plays the free safety.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not up in the air.
You know whose job is up in the air? Stephon Gilmore, because he may not be a Patriot.
He's there.
And we know. We covered that the other day that he's there. But do we know? I'd like to get a report to see how he's doing.
NFL news. We're just kind of up against it, Charlie. Thoughts on Aaron Rodgers? Did you catch his press conference yesterday?
I didn't actually catch the press conference.
He basically laid it all out there on the reason why he's disgruntled. And it was, I guess, refreshing to hear, you know, a player talk like that. But I also realized that he is a diva.
Yeah, right.
He is a absolute diva. And then he ended it with, I'm not a victim here. Mm. You know, which I appreciated that part. You know, he wasn't playing the victim card that they're not being nice to him or anything like that.
Right.
He just wants a say in the process. Mm-hmm. That if they're going to trade somebody, and he had a list of players that they have gotten rid of or haven't signed, that
they never consulted him about.
Never consulted. Would have been good character guys. And he said, I wish they would have just come to me and ask. Should they go to, if you have a Tom Brady or an Aaron Rodgers or a, I don't say Dak Prescott, that's probably not, a Drew Brees.
Yeah. I think if you have someone at that level, that caliber, I think it's important to include them in the conversation. Even just because if you include them, it doesn't mean you have to listen to them, but at least they have a voice and they're able to say, this is how I feel.
Okay. So if you included Tom Brady and they went against what Tom Brady said, wouldn't that, you know, put Tom Brady, I was like, well, they don't care what I think.
I don't think so. I mean, if people in our profession ask our opinion and value our opinion and we share it and they go against us, I mean, I'm just grateful that I was asked my opinion. So, I mean, we have one perspective. Tom Brady has one perspective as to how he feels about an individual, but he also has to understand it's a business. And you have to do what's best for the business.
Tom Brady obviously didn't have any say because they never, you know, they didn't have many receivers, you know, during his tenure.
Tom Brady couldn't even stay with New England, so he didn't have a whole lot of say.
That's true. So there's that vaccinated versus unvaccinated. There's a division that is forming in the NFL right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to be a real big problem as far as the teammates and, you know, as they move forward through this?
I think it's going to be an issue. I mean, you saw that even on the Patriots, one of the coaches was fired, for lack of a better term.
That's mandatory for the coaches.
Yeah, right.
So, coaches don't have a choice.
Right, they don't have a choice. So, that, you know, he stood his ground and said, I'm not going to be vaccinated, and he's no longer a member of the Patriots staff. So I think there's going to be some division because if you're vaccinated and you're a player on an NFL team and your buddy who's playing beside you is not vaccinated and has the chance of you know, getting COVID and disrupting the entire team, then it goes from, it's not necessarily about the individual, you know, what's more important, the individual or the team. Obviously, as coaches, team comes first. So your decisions have to be made and what's in the best interest of the team. And that's what players need to do. What is best for the team, not just me as an individual.
I'm okay with it. We said it a couple weeks ago or last week. I am okay with the NFL mandating this. It's a private business, and there's a ton of money at stake. The Washington Nationals, you know, switching over to baseball, 12, mm-hmm. I think it was 8 players and 4 staff members tested positive for COVID. They had to postpone games.
Yeah.
In the MLB, there's 162 games. You know, you can make things up during the week and so on. The NFL doesn't want to go down the road that they went down last year.
Right.
And millions and millions of dollars are at stake. Advertising money, fan money, gate money, concessions money. I'm okay with it. I'm okay. Get vaccinated and go play football.
Right.
And if you don't want to get vaccinated, if is your personal belief not to be vaccinated,
mm-hmm.
then you know what you should do?
What should you do, Mike?
Not play football.
Okay. Or not play for that organization that's requiring it. Whether it's football or...
Well, if the NFL is requiring
right.
it.
Right, yeah, whether it's football or whatever.
It's going to matter. All right, we want to once again thank our advertisers for supporting Mike and the Hoss on WASR, powered by the MM Shop. Before we do this, do you want to quickly give the answer to the trivia question?
Sure, the answer... Well, the trivia question, once again, was Which former Red Sox player holds the major league record for outfield assists with 449? It was Tris Speaker. Tris Speaker.
Did you ever see him play?
No, I didn't see him play. But I bet Beek saw him play.
Oh.
All right.
Thank you, Fabe Moore at Berkshire Hathaway.
Seacoast Spine and Sports Injuries Clinic.
Skelly's Market.
Lucas Roasting Company.
Duran Independent Insurance.
Carroll County Oil.
Downtown Grill and Cafe.
Weston Auto Body.
Linda's Flowers.
Bradley's Hardware.
JCN Shuttle.
Full Belly Deli.
And the Full Belly Bar and Grill.
So I also, before we tell people about next week, I want to thank Eric Scott for joining us at the beginning of the show as my co-host, which was great while you were playing a little golf. And then next week...
I was actually driving.
Okay, you were driving. Next week, we are off. For a little break, and we will have some Mike and the Hoss reruns next Monday and Thursday, but we'll be back the following week on Monday at 4 p.m.
Sounds great. Have a good week, everybody.